Clifton. I just got word that Martin Luther King will give a press conference at 11 o'clock this morning in Atlanta. Now, the statement King is to make will differ very greatly from what Roy Wilkins has said and what Whitney Young has said, and will, in a sense, condone the national result from the inhuman conditions that the Negroes are forced to exist in the country. King has was told by Levinson, who is his principal advisor and who is a secret communist, that he has more to gain nationally by agreeing with the violence that is coming out against it, as the president is afraid at this time and is willing to make concessions for it. King said that the worst has not yet happened in this country in such places as Cleveland, Oakland, and Philadelphia. King referred specifically to Chicago and said they gave me the plan today in Chicago. They don't plan to burn down the West Side. They are planning to get the loop in Chicago. That's the substance of information. We got that highly confidentially over the technicals.
Well, I hope you'll communicate that to Daley so that his people will know. Let your
man
in Chicago tell him that they're saying this and the president asked he be told.
Yes, I'll take care of that right away.
And I gather that things went pretty good after a statement last night. Vance and Christopher and they reported about 6:30 and then again 7:30 this morning that no federal troops had shot anybody, that they went in right and the general had cautioned them carefully and that they had fully briefed them and that your men and the justice men and the army men were all working 100%, all agreed at the same time, no divisions among them, and that they insisted the troops be told what the situation was and be given good orders, and if they were fired upon, to fire back. But
they didn't have to do it.
They didn't kill anybody. The federal troops didn't, and they didn't get any of them shot at. And the incidents dropped after they went in, and after our statement, they dropped from about 30-some-odd to 5 per hour.
My word from out there this morning is that the business offices are open, General Motors open, all the automobile factories are open, and people are getting back to work.
They ask them, I told Vance we ought to tell them to do that. That may take their mind off of it a little bit.
Yes, it will. Now, over at Cambridge, this man Brown, who is the one of the worst in the country, Governor Agnew has ordered his arrest for inciting the riot over there. They burned down, I think, 2 squares of the Negro ghetto. The thing that is significant is that both in Detroit and in Cambridge, the Negro homes have been burned and destroyed. So it hasn't been limited solely to the white merchants and the white homes, which I think is very significant.
Yes, it is. I think you ought to look at the record today, personally, yourself, and get some of your men that you rely on on the Hill. Take the Dirksen statement, Mansfield, on the Subversive Activities Board. We've got a kind of a campaign going on. They jumped on the McHugh boy because they thought that was one way to get at me and get at the board. He's a good Catholic boy that grew up here in Washington, not a Republican or a Democrat. He didn't ask for it, didn't want it. I appointed him because I knew him and because I didn't think he was a left-winger.
Yes.
And I thought that he'd be all right. But they asked the committee to study it before they made the appropriation. And they tell me, Dirksen tells me in Mansfield, that they talked to McClellan, and McClellan's chairman of the committee, and he's strong for it. He doesn't want the board abolished, and Dirksen is going to add a little amendment to something out of judiciary. And if Mansfield support him, that'd give us a little chance. Now,
and Lee, and I understand, is drafting legislation that will strengthen the board.
Right, but he doesn't, he's Mansfield's man from Montana, and he's a loyal boy, and he's a veteran, and he's not for any of these left-wingers.
So,
he supports Deke, and he thinks he follows his leadership, but he hadn't got the horsepower. Some of your boys ought to tell McClellan and Dirksen that they ought to go on with this. And
I'll
Ramsey, he ought to make up his goddamn mind to either give him something or get off the pot and let us give him something.
Well,
I wasn't going to mess with these liberals over in the Justice Department very long.
We've got a load over here. I'm sending over to you today the memorandum on the Subversive Control Board. There are 4 organizations. If the department just got off their ass and really did something, they could present those cases to the Subversive Control Board. They're good cases.
They haven't got any evidence. And so
yes, they have.
Well, you just tell them that now, and you send me that memo, and you tell Deke to get off his tail and get up there and tell Dirksen and McClellan that we'll do it, and you and I stay together, and we'll have a group in there, and then let's get somebody else. As this man Sweeney resigns, let's get another good man that's got good background and put him on there, and let's give him something to do.
Of course, there's plenty of work for them to do. And the department's had the material. We've sent it over to them by literally hundreds of copies. But of course, the so-called procrastination here is at times almost frustration.
Well, you get with Ramsey and tell him that you're going to do this, and yeah. I'll tell him to send them, and then be sure to get Deke, whoever you have, or yourself, to talk to McClellan and Dirksen, and just tell him that they ought to let these left-wingers smear something this
way. I'll talk with McClellan and with Dirksen myself.
Okay.
And I plan, if you have no objection, the memorandum I'm sending over to you on the Subversive Control Board to send a copy to Ramsey.
So he can
see exactly what we're telling you.
That's good, and I'd talk to him, too. I'd tell him that when the first time I saw him. He's going to have you tomorrow or something, and you just get a hold of him and tell him this, and tell Dirksen and McClellan, and then that'll get him, too.
And I'll have for you tomorrow that memorandum you want on all the riots in the country.
That's right, and I want you to keep your men busy to find a central connection. I wouldn't be a damn bit surprised that this poverty group here is not stirring up some of this, and some of my friends and your old friends that after both of us are not stirring this up around the country.
Well,
so you better watch Newark and watch Detroit and watch Plainville and see, and we'll find some central theme down the road a little bit.
We'll dig into that very thoroughly.
All right, okay.
Fine. Thank you, Mr. President.